Free Fire Radio. The phone lines are open at 221-1402. And now, Free Fire Radio. Radio. About to commence on News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Good morning, North State. Welcome to Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Phone lines here are 221-1402, and it's the last day
of June in 209.
Yes. It's here. The last day of June. You'll never see this day again.
We're chomping into July.
And speaking of chomping, here's our producer, Jaws Frosty.
Howdy ho.
So, you like tacos?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I heard. We've been having an interesting conversation this morning. In fact, we sent Ryan screaming back to Hank FM.
Who's got the best taco in town?
I don't know. We've got to figure that out. That could be people could call in and tell us that. Anyway, and speaking of just the best, here's my soulmate.
Good morning. I have a great story for you I want to share before we go to the phones. You know, how many times have you used excuses, or you know if somebody have used excuses like, oh, like my homework, the dog ate the homework?
Well, in our case, it would, you know.
Well, literally, there is a young man out of Wisconsin, a teenager going with a Spanish class to Peru, and the dog, the night before he leaves, chews the side of his passport. Well, you know what that happens. It's a one-year-old, I don't know what it was, kind of dog. It was a, you know, retriever of some sort. And we know that every morning we're chasing Snooki around as she's chewing and grabbing and socks and everything else. So anyway, he gets to the airport. He can't take the class. I mean, he can't go with the class because the corner of the passport where the numbers are have been chewed off. So he couldn't get a passport in time. Thus, I don't know what you say. I mean, when you have dogs, you love them, but That was probably a pretty traumatic thing for this kid.
You know, speaking of something pretty traumatic, too, let's talk about what Joe's trainers did to me yesterday at Addison's Peak Performance. Good morning, Joe.
Good morning, Carl. Now, I hope your dog didn't eat your workout program.
Well, first of all, she'd have to find it.
We never know when we're coming in there just exactly what's on the agenda.
So that makes it kind of spontaneous and fun that way.
Absolutely. So what's your tip of the day, Joe?
Well, my tip of the day is don't try to be a lone ranger when it comes to fitness. You're a lot better off if you can, employ some other people like what you guys do. You have a workout partner. And I think that's a great idea. You get the moral support of your spouse or your significant other when you're going to start a program, or better yet, get them involved like what the two of you guys are doing working out together. I think that's a great way to do it. Secondly, find an exercise partner. Even if you're working with a trainer, it's still good to have another exercise partner so you have that extra accountability, again, like what you guys are doing. And you can get a little healthy competition going there between each other too, which is just going to raise the intensity of your workouts and help it to be more productive. Then lastly, if you want to kind of take it to another level, there's a lot of activity clubs around Reading, biking clubs and running and hiking and swimming and paddling, just pretty much anything. And, people can get involved in those. They're always looking for people to join and get into their clubs, and they have a lot of fun weekend activities that will just, aid into your fitness and kind of spice up your fitness program, and it'll even give you a little bit more purpose for working out during the week because you're trying to improve the performance for what you're going to do on the weekend.
Hey, Joe, we're hitting that 103, 104, those triple digits. Got any advice for our people that are working out hard?
Well, they really suggest that you do your outdoor exercise in the early morning or in the evening, obviously. That's where gyms come in handy and treadmills that you have in your home come in handy. It's just not a whole lot of fun going out there in, 108 and going for a run. And actually, for a lot of people, that can be dangerous.
Yeah. Okay, before we take our break here, the one last thing is part of the workout is about working out with somebody, which, great idea, is the circuit course that you have that you run all during the week. That's with groups of people. When we're there running, there's always six or seven people in that
group. Right, and that really adds definitely the same thing. It just adds some extra motivation, some extra energy. A lot of people that wouldn't want to train alone, they're much more likely to come in when the circuit starts at 8:30 and, oh, my friends, you know, Susie and, you know, Bonnie are going to be there. Hey, I'm going to have a good time. So that's a great way to go.
Before we go, isn't there one tomorrow at 6 a.m.?
6 a.m., absolutely.
So I'm looking at you, Carl. I challenge you. 6 a.m. and our listeners, for the people who have gone the first time, didn't you say the first time's free?
First time's on us, so just come try it out. It's absolutely a blast.
6 a.m. tomorrow morning.
You got it. Actually,
right.
You got to be there 5 minutes before that in order to get instructions
okay.
for the circuit. So
I'm
5:55.
I'm calling you out, Carl.
Okay. So,
meet
do you
me
have
out.
A phone number I can reach you at? Joe, thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
It's Carl in the Bottom on Free Fire Radio on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We could get Frosty to go at 6 o'clock, except he's already been up for 4 hours.
We'll be right back.
And welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. Hey, that tribal stomp's going on right now in this studio. Okay, this is open line today. You know, we've been kind of backed off having guests this week so we can catch up on all the things that are going on in our community. You know, if you're taking a look, we get the paper here every day. At the station, Record Searchlight. It's a local paper. It has a new, more lean look. It's 11 inches wide, vice 12. If you look at it, you say, well, why is that? Well, according to information that was provided by the Record Searchlight, it's because a lot of papers throughout the United States are going to that leaner look, that 11 inches vice 12. And paper companies are making the rolls of newsprint, which is expensive and as you can probably imagine, and they're cutting it back to that size. So it's easier to make the changes and go out with the leaner paper. Now, the Record Searchlight was a little concerned about this, you know, about people not liking it. Well, you know, as I can just attest, it's not how wide the paper is, Record Searchlight, it's what's in it. You know, you keep putting good stuff in there or bad stuff, and that's what impacts. I don't care if it's that wide. However, people have told me is that they're having to use more of the paper to line their kitty litter boxes because it doesn't quite fit like it used to in the bird cages. But we use this paper every day, and I support the fact that we have a paper in the city. I think every city, every town needs to have a local newspaper. You know, we could throw, and I do, and everybody knows, it's in good-natured fun. A lot of it is. Some of it's not. Some of it's things I don't understand why they do things or don't do things, like you know, 2 pages of, you know, front-page stuff of marches and, I guess, things they support and goes in the back pages of things they don't support. But the town really needs a paper. Record Searchlight, even with its faults, is a decent paper. The people working there are decent. Yeah, we can. Everybody disagrees with them one way or the other. But you know what? You know, if it wasn't doing, it must means it's doing its job. If everybody's got a bone to pick with the Record Searchlight, so I applaud you, Record Searchlight, and many of the things you do. And we will continue to hold you to task for things we don't agree with, things that you've made mistakes about. You know, like the numbers when you counted the protesters, a few hundred when it turned out to be a few thousand. And I realize that you're probably hiring people that didn't have their calculators out there with them that day. But again, Record Searchlight, keep going. We support you. Now, yesterday somebody called about and I wasn't paid to say that, by the way, about the Record Searchlight. This is just something I believe. In fact, we all believe this. Linda believes this.
Well, you know, when you hear Carl and I say this portion of the show brought to you by, these are the people that you hear us talk about. We have a relationship with. We can't be bought.
That's right. You know, it's people that we've used their services and everything. So if we say that, you know, if something we say is that we mean, nobody's paying us.
We're really
that.
Strong about
yeah.
that.
Now, something came up yesterday. We talked about this guy, this Representative Serrano, a Democrat who introduced a bill, HJ Resolution 5, on January 6th, which is proposing to repeal the 22nd Amendment. The bill was referred to the Subcommittee on the Constitution. After we talked about that, this was a true fact. This, by the way, is a true fact. However, as Mark Beauchamp sent me, he said, check out this other thing. It seems that Mr. Serrano has introduced or co-sponsored the same proposal in 1997, 1999, when Clinton was president, 2001, 2003, 5, and 7. So essentially what they're saying is that, hey, you shouldn't have term limits if the people want somebody. Now, I understand what Representative Serrano is saying. But look what happens if You have a president that's entrenched in their ears. How much power does he have? How much money wants to keep that man there? You know, again, the only way we can have a check or a balance sometimes is at the voting booth, or term limits, which, by the way, even though we have term limits in California, we have found ways of getting around that one, it seems like. Okay. When we come back, we're going to be talking about coalition forces leaving Iraq. We're going to talk about our budget, or what they laughingly call by the clowns in Sacramento a budget. We're going to be talking about what happens when you yell white power on Market and Lake Street.
And we're going to be talking about a man who is going to go behind bars, and do you think that he got his due?
Oh. You don't want to be in here when she starts talking about that. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400, KQMS. Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio. You're on News Talk 1400, KQMS. And in the further support in the show, this show is about our listeners. With the 3,000 topics we have lined up, Ron has a new one. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning, Carl. Linda.
Good morning.
You may have covered this topic, but somebody said something about they were asking questions on the census that really weren't necessary, and I was wondering if anybody knew or has already had the census, or what questions they asked and what questions did they not feel that was necessary. Because you talked to that one young man, and he had to give his reason why they had to have a GPS there at your front door, and he made a comment. I've called this before, but anyhow, he made a comment about if they don't like it, they could always move to an island somewhere. And as far as I'm concerned, that young man copped an attitude. And it really irritated me, and now I've copped an attitude, too. So I'm just curious about the question.
Well, you know what? There was a congresswoman from Minnesota that was on where she has refused to answer some of the questions. She says, why do they need my phone number? Why do they need to know some of this information? There's more information in this census than they've had before. Now, I've looked it up. I've gone to the census. You know, I think it's www.census.gov or something like that, whatever it is. And I looked at the questions, and there are a couple on there that, you know, but you wonder why they need this. Why they need some of these answers. But the big thing they do is they put the GPS coordinates of where you live next to your house and your name, so that I guess what the lady explained to me was, so if you don't answer the census form, they're going to come out and see you.
And fine you.
Now, here's the other thing. You could be fined up to $5,000 for not answering any of the questions. So if you wanted to say, if somebody, does this person sometimes live or stay someplace else? If you just say no, or, you know, it's none of your business, they can come back and say, you have to answer this. You have to answer the person's race. You have to answer, if where they're staying, whatever. And if you don't, we're going to fine you up to $5,000. I think this is what's got people starting to light up here. You know, the census is such an important tool for us to find out about our country. But it's also a political tool in the sense that they can redistrict congressional and Senate areas so that you can have congressional representatives added or taken away from your state. Mm-hmm. It's so important, Ron.
Yes, I understand. But if they're going to, like I said, this is why I'm trying to find out what questions that they're going to ask. And if that Congress lady didn't answer those questions, I mean, there must be something more to it, and she's in the know, like, say, Wally Herger is, and about some of the stuff and maybe even some of the reasons why they're doing it. And some of them, I think, are unscrupulous. And
right. We've got it pulled up, and you go to 2010.census.gov, and that will bring up you can look at the questions they're asking. They're asking, you know, the questions about origin, Hispanic, black, white, of course, and all those, additional people staying there. There's just a number of questions on there. But you're right, she brought this up and she's pushing it. So I think everybody needs to take a look at this. But just remember that two things. One is the census takers that are going around Redding are neighbors. They are not, you know, they're not people to be abused or shouted out.
Well, I have no intentions of that.
No, no, you don't.
Benedict Arnold was also one of the people way back when, and look what he did.
Well, okay. But the thing about it is that we had somebody call in that said, hey, you know, that we're your neighbors. We need a job. And that to be mean, you know, to be nasty to us is we're just trying to do our job. And that's right. If you want, you know, if you want big, you know, changes on this, or you want to complain, or you just say, fine, take it. And then you can make up your own mind whether you want to fill it out or not.
But even traitors are amongst us.
Well, there's
people. Look at things a little different than that. But
yeah, well, there's people that believe in a lot of different ways this country should be going. I've got a lot of questions. I've got some fears going on right now. So
got a lot of fears.
All right, Ron, thanks a lot.
Thank you much. Bye-bye.
You bet. It doesn't mean that, you know, that most of the people in this country feel like we're going in the wrong direction right now, by the way.
Lots. Well, this is Carla Linda Bott. We're going to go to the news right now. This is News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Fine people run this place. Finest Tobacco Emporium here in the West. And Joel and Shelley have Espresso Joe's there. You can get your coffee. They've got a number of things they do there. They have everything you could possibly imagine for coffee, tea, the tobacco products and support equipment, and they also support the community. And one of the ways they did was hosting a place so that veterans would have a place in need to come in and get food last Sunday.
Speaking of tobacco, speaking of people who smoke, we yesterday. First of all, let me back up. Many of you have heard that because of the fear of fires, and last year we all know that we had 3 months of hell with fires that continuously went on in the North State. The Trinity Tribal Stomp, there it will be a 15-year run will be over because of the fear of fires. And I think the reason that is because of, obviously, people are smoking and or some kind of substance or campfires or whatever that is. Well, let me tell you how hot it was yesterday when we went to Daniel's father-in-law's funeral at the Igo Cemetery in the back. While they were when they were giving the honors, a fire broke out, and we were standing on the side, and all of a sudden here we saw the stream of smoke. Well, for some reason I thought for a minute that it was, when they were doing a blessing where it could have been incense, but no, it was right behind the brick building was a fire, and the next thing you know, it turned into, Carl went over there, started stamping it out, and the next thing you know, in the middle of the service, 10 people are rushing over there with bottled water, doing what they could, because it happened that fast. It could have been raging within a matter, because there's wind up there. And I'm sure, I'm not positive, but I think it started with somebody flipping a cigarette butt. That's my thought. So, for those of you who do smoke, just really be conscientious to not flick your cigarettes, because it can happen that fast.
Also, if you're wearing loafers with no socks, don't jump into the middle of a fire and try to stomp it out, because it's a losing proposition, because then you run out and you stomp your shoes. Anyway.
It was a beautiful ceremony, but it was just unfortunate that had happened right in a very, poignant time.
Okay. Coalition forces pulling out of Iraq. Out of the cities in Iraq. They're pulling back and handing over the security of all the Iraqi cities to the Iraqi security forces. Big day today, my friends. It doesn't mean they're not going to be available to go back and support in a reinforcing mode. This has been the plan for years, by the way. This is not, it didn't start, even though it's Obama's war now, it didn't start with Obama, this plan. So they're going to pull back, and it's a big celebration for the Iraqi people. They're taking care of themselves. We'll see what happens with this. But again, the plans are is that combat troops start going out, and then by, we start next August of 2010, pulling people out and leaving 50,000 in there to do this kind of work, training, and also to act as like fire brigades if there's a big problem for coalition forces to go in there with heavier equipment, maybe help them out with. But it's big. It's a starting of the wind down of Obama's war. Now, the other big thing. The California Senate on Monday approved a Democratic budget balancing plan that faces a certain veto from the Terminator governor. We're going to be handing out IOUs beginning in July, first time since the 1990s. You know, the scary thing about that is, why were we handing them out in the 1990s? Why do we ever hand out IOUs? Anyway, the plan would use a combination of spending cuts and tax and fee increases to eliminate the $24.3 billion budget deficit. But again, the governor said he's going to veto it. Democrats have said, hey, we have made cuts in the areas of college aid, health care, and welfare programs, and we are not cutting any deeper. Hear us loudly, hear us roar. And numbers too big to ignore. Oh, no, that's woman.
Helen Reddy said that.
Anyway, Sam Onestad and Assemblyman Jim Nielsen, both who represent us, voted against the proposed budget. And Chang, the state comptroller, said we're going to start issuing IOUs. Okay, IOUs, that means to state contractors. So if you've got a contract with the government, you may get an IOU. You can use those IOUs to pay your creditors. College students, welfare recipients, low-income seniors. Let me tell you what I think about that one about cutting off the property tax assistance to low-income seniors. That is just absolutely low. All the things. Do you see anything in there about cutting off any type of assistance to people that are here illegally? This is enough. You know, we're cutting off our own family to, you know, so we can give money to people that are here illegally. And yet you don't see one damn word in it. Do you hear Schwarzenegger say, hey, you know what? We can save a few billion by cutting off the money that goes. Let's start just checking residency here in this state. Just check residency. Show me a damn driver's license. Show me that you are a citizen of this state, and we'll help you. If you're not a citizen of this country, get out. We're not going to help you. And guess what, employers? I think I'm going to fine you. That's another way to bring in a few billion dollars. You're going to hire these people and bring them in and cut off your own fellow Americans from labor, and taking care of their families. Guess what? That's going to be $25,000 every time you do it. I don't care if you run a mom-and-pop donut shop or you're running the biggest industry in California. That's the way you end it. Schwarzenegger, wake up. Democrats, wake up, because I tell you what, these bills have been introduced in committee, and they have yet to get out of there. Here we are, up to our butts in IOUs. We're taking money away from ladies here that are 86 years old with a home that may lose it because of this one program being cut out, and yet you're giving millions, if not billions of dollars to people here illegally. There is no reason for that. You know, talk with me, oh gosh, you know, people need help. Help the people in your family first. Then reach out beyond your home. All right? People in our family are our residents and legal residents of this state. Other people, I'm sorry, when we have extra money, we'll be glad to help you. Well, kind of. Henry.
Yes, Carl. How are you this morning?
Well, you know what, Henry? It's just enough. There's a way of saving billions of dollars. They refuse to do it. You know, we're cutting people off from aid. That there's some people that really need this. Well, and yet they can't even, you know what, we've made enough cuts. Let's just raise taxes. Show me you've made the cuts, then you talk to me about raising taxes.
I agree with you, and I'll tell you, Carl, you know, I've been thinking about this ever since that Iranian deal came up over there over the election. And I think we should take a lesson from them people. If we had 3 million people march on Sacramento, I think we would get their attention.
You know what? I've been told that 5,000 people get their attention. So do you think that in this state we could get 100,000 people to converge on Sacramento and tell them enough is enough?
When they're hungry enough, yes.
Yeah. Well, you know, right now it's like, oh, how is this affecting me? Am I still getting my latte?
Well, the next option is we all get a concealed weapons permit in March.
Well, I tell you what, The concealed weapons permit is a you know, I believe is a right for a law, for a person that is a law-abiding individual that passed the test, takes the background check. I think a citizen should be able to have that. And for people trying to take that away from you, what are you afraid of? Are you afraid of people who are honorable, law-abiding citizens? Or are you afraid of gang members? If you're afraid of gang members, go after gang members. Don't go after Henry.
You bet. Hey. I agree with you 100%, and I cannot believe some of the stuff these people are doing.
Well, you know what? It just ain't getting any better. You know what, Henry? Okay, but hey, Henry, thanks a lot for the phone call. We got to take a break.
You bet.
Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS.
Welcome back. This is Carl and Linda Bott here, Free Fire Radio, News Talk 1400 KQMS. Want to remind you, this Saturday, July 4th, oh my gosh, it's going to be such a, I don't know, patriotic time. Love living up in the North State because this is such a patriotic place to be. On the 4th, Carl and I are emceeing the Freedom Festival, which will be at the Convention Center. It starts from 6 on. We'll announce tomorrow the different acts that will be on prior to the 10 o'clock firework display. And we'll be out there all evening, so come and join us. Let's go to...
It's going
to
be hot.
It's going to be hot. I'm going to carry the fan with a little mister.
Okay. George, good morning.
Hey, Carl. Good morning to you and Linda. Hey, I understand you had another George call the other day, and he was putting you guys down. That wasn't me. I'm the old, let's put it that way, I'm the old fart. On this, I have three things I want to ask about. Kellark, now they're shutting it down and not going to give any permits for it, from what I understand. That is a renewable energy, and I don't know why they won't issue permits for energy, the renewable energy on the water, and then try to put this tank thing through. That's kind of stupid. Isn't
well, okay, I didn't hear the first part. Frosty, did you?
My grandpa's actually heading up the Save Kellark committee.
Right. Okay.
Yeah, and they want to shut it down. I think it's about a 5 megawatt power generator. Just uses the creek water out there, and it's hydroelectric.
Oh.
And they want to shut it down after. I think it's been there about 100 years.
It has been, and there's a nice lake up there, and it does produce renewable energy. And what we've got going north with the wind and what's coming on isn't going to produce any more than that anyway, from what I understand.
That doesn't make too much sense, but then again, some of the decisions we've been seeing coming out of Sacramento and some of these other places doesn't make a lot of sense.
That's true.
Yeah.
One of the next things is Iran. You know, we're complaining about what Iran's doing, what our president did. They're, if you just go back a few months, you'll see that they're following in our footsteps. The only thing about it, their people had enough to get up and fight for it.
Yeah. You know, they had an election that they didn't agree with, but it wasn't just the election. It was the suppression of human rights. It was the fact is that they felt like they had nothing to say. That what they wanted to say was ignored. And
well,
that's part of what...
Right. We are in that right now.
Well, see, that's part of what happens. There's going to be some things coming here in the near future that is going to give us a chance to stand up and just say, hey, you know what, we've had it. We don't care if it's, you know, we don't care... When I say we, people shouldn't care if you're liberal, conservative, Democrat, Republican, independent, whatever. I think people should start being concerned is that what we believe is not even being listened to.
That's true, and we're going to be where we don't have any say at all. But next thing, term limits. I heard you talking about that. Was that passed?
No. That thing was about this congressman has introduced this thing like 7 times. And what he said was, you know, it should be up to the people. But, no, it's never gotten out of committee, and I don't think it will. Plus, it's going to take 2/3 of the states to ratify. It'll never happen. But it was just the thought of it that, that it came up after, again, when President Obama was being during the inauguration. So I don't think we have to worry about that one. I think we've got other things to worry about that's a lot closer to us.
Okay, yeah, I know. I think everything in public office should be on time limits. These people that are up there that are 70, 80 years old, I'm 70-something, I sure as hell couldn't do the job.
Well, you know, it's the thing about it is that term limits, I think there is a place for term limits. I don't, you know, people say, look, as long as they keep doing the job, why don't we just keep electing them? Because I think at a certain point, it's not about term limits, it's not about your constituents, it's about this power thing. And yeah. some people it grabs a lot sooner. Hey, we got to run there. Thanks a lot, George.
Thank you, Carl. Have a good one.
All right. Edith, good morning.
Well, good morning. I was just calling to say kudos because you guys got an ultra compliment yesterday because even though George said he doesn't like you, he listens enough not to like you, and he took the time to call in. And to me, that's the ultimate compliment.
Well, yeah, and George, we try to fill up this 36 minutes with just as exciting as we can.
Yes.
It's funny, though, the Georges that are calling are all saying things like, I'm not that George. So.
Right. Well, the other thing is that, those that listen to Rush Limbaugh and stuff, those are all good, but they sit up there and they don't do anything but talking heads. Y'all go to council meetings. Y'all tell us what happens. You go and you're participating. I'm not saying the other guys don't. They probably do. But y'all put in a different aspect, perspective, and flavor to the radios that the others are missing.
Well, I kind of feel like Rush
is you.
Well, Rush is, he gets attacked by the President of the United States, and he pretty much handles that pretty well. So when Tex calls and says, I don't like Rush, okay,
yeah.
Tex. But the other thing, too, is that this is what our show is, and thanks a lot, Edith, for your phone call, because it's...
I got one that I think everybody ought to do, and there's a bumper stick out there that says that we will keep our freedom, our guns, and our money, and you can keep the change.
I think we
all need to get that bumper sticker and send it to Obama.
Yeah,
love it.
We were given one by Trudy Pratt that said, got rights.
Yeah.
I like that one, too.
Yeah, I think we should all take them, sign our names on them, and send them to President Obama and see how many he can put on his motorcade.
Yeah, well, especially if he's flying to France for another souffle.
There you go. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thanks a lot.
Bye.
Bye.
We're going to take a break here. This is Carla Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio News Talk, 1400 KQMS.
Hey, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on News Talk 1400 KQMS. We are in our rapid fire portion of it because we've got like 5 minutes left. Linda.
Oh, well, okay, there's a...
Bernie.
Yeah, I'm just saying that there's a man. I can't even call him a man. I don't know what to call this person. That has been convicted for 150 years. For ruining people's lives, for lying, stealing, cheating, scheming people's lives. People who trusted this man, whose lives, you talk about, we were at the break, we just had this fiery discussion about how a lot of people feel like there's a unraveling happening in our country. And so there's an unrest because of this unraveling of things that you maybe one time felt secure about. So imagine your grandparents or your parents that had invested in this multitude of Ponzi scheme that this guy was head of. I don't know. I just heard 150 years and I thought, what can you do to this guy? I hate to sound like, we need to torture him, but I just am like, where's the hard, is there a hard labor prison? Where is he going to do 150 years?
Well, he's not. Usually you die before 150 years.
I don't care. I'm just saying, which prison is he going to?
You don't want him to go to one of those places with the loose prison overalls and he has, watches flat screen TV and all that?
I think he should go to the most hardcore prison in our country. No. And I'm sorry, I'm not a softie on this.
He'll probably go the same one as Martha Stewart.
He might as well have, people probably have had heart attacks, have gotten sick.
People have killed themselves.
He's just ruined people's lives. He might as well have been.
A murderer. Okay. How do you really feel about, okay. She's been, by the way, this is not something that Linda just came up with. She's been talking about this guy for months. If I want to get Linda,
off
twisted and up, and levitating, I just say, hey, what do you think Bernie's doing today?
You think
he's going out to dinner and his multi-million-dollar house there?
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, this week, too, we're going to be talking. We're going to try and get into this cap and trade program. It's too much to get into it today because we've got numerous sources here that we're going to be working on. But, what impact can this cap and trade have on us? In fact, even though it passed the Congress with 8 Republican votes, for it and 34, 35 Democrats voting against it. This energy bill, which is what cap and trade is, could have a huge impact. Such a huge impact on our economy and each one of us. We don't know what's going to happen in the Senate. because the Senate's taking a good look at it. And, you know, there, it's the ramifications of this bill is extraordinary. And at the same time is a report that the EPA was keeping out of their decision-making process papers and studies that said the global warming wasn't happening, or it should be looked at again through the scientific facts. So we're going to be talking about energy tomorrow. We're going to be talking about the 4th of July. And we're also going to be talking about something that's going to happen later on this summer that we're going to set together an organization so that we remember our deployed North State Warriors for Christmas. And we're going to need a lot of help on this, our friends. But this is something that I believe our community can get behind and that we can make sure our warriors are not forgotten. Hey, Daniel, good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, I would like to make a very big public thank you to the Patriot Guard riders and all the volunteers that came out and helped with Bo's funeral yesterday.
Well, you know, it was
my salute to everybody.
Well, thanks, Daniel. There's a lot of people there, too. A lot of family, obviously. He was well-loved.
Yes, he was.
I have to apologize. I called Bo your father-in-law.
He was my stepdad.
Your step. Okay. Yeah. And there were so many family members that were there. So it was a wonderful story of how many children he had, and then remarrying another woman with so many children. And it was a beautiful service.
Well, he said it wasn't a marriage. It was a merger.
Okay, Daniel. Hey, well, thank you so much. And again, please know that our prayers are with you all.
Appreciate that. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Okay, right as we finish up here, something I found amusing. Up on Oasis Road and Lake Boulevard, there was an assault up there on Sunday evening. And it started because there was four men yelling and chanting white power, okay, according to the police statement. The alleged attackers were described as three white men and an American Indian. Okay. First of all, you have three white men and an American Indian are chanting white power, which I find amusing. Of course, you know, was it really truly an American Indian? You know, maybe not. But then somebody says, I want you to stop chanting that. Well, then the four men, the white power advocates there, attacked the five men and beat them all up. So it was the type of thing that, it was wrong, of course, you know, violence and all that. But the fact that you've got, you know, three men and a Native American yelling white power just kind of like broke me up. Anyway, I don't know. I think there may be more to the story than that, or, you know, it may be is that it was.
I think there might be more to the story than that.
Anyway, so, but if you go up to Oasis and Lake Boulevard, you can look around there and see if there's little signs. So, okay. well, there are. There are amusing things that happen here in this town. I don't know if that's real amusing, but to me it was.
You got to find something that's light and funny time, you need to find the humor, which is what we try to do every day.
Yeah, something like, how come our dog can eat half a roll of toilet paper off the roll that's on the wall? I mean, I don't understand it. And leave, like, you know, it's like the record searchlight. Instead of being the whole paper, you've got half the paper.
In a matter of seconds.
Maybe that's why we should have the record searchlight. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?